Death by Water, written by Kerry Greenwood and read by Stephanie Daniel. And even though the sun had not run his half course in the ram, the month was not April of the sweet showers, and the local St Kilda birds always slept with opened eye anyway, Phryne Fisher thereupon decided to accept the free passage on the SS Hinamoa, which the nice man from P&O had offered her the day before. This being decided, she shut the book, made a telephone call to alert P&O to their good fortune, and went upstairs to tell Dot, her maid and companion, to start packing.
"But you can't just go away and leave them all," objected Dot, a plain young woman of stern moral principles.
"Why not? Eliza and Lady Alice will look after the girls and the house. My darling Lynn is away in Castlemaine and won't be back for 2 weeks, a funeral apparently of a very old Chinese lady. The substitute staff will be here today to be briefed by Mr. Butler, and if I have to listen to any more noise, I am going to commit a mortal sin of some kind, probably murder."
Dot looked at Phryne. She wasn't smiling. Promptly, Dot stepped onto a chair, brought down the big suitcase, and listened to her instructions. "Sports clothes, evening clothes, ordinary underwear, Dot. I do not expect dalliance. We'll only be away 14 days. And the paste jewellery, if you please. Nothing real."
"Why not?"
asked Dot, grasping at events as they raced past her.
"Because I don't want to lose it," said Phryne. "The man from P&O wants me to find out who is pinching the passengers' gems."
Dot started packing.
Phryne sat down on her bed and explained. "There have been 4 thefts in 4 voyages, she said. "Each time it was the most valuable piece on the ship. It vanished so completely that even the last search, where they practically disassembled the vessel, didn't find it."
"I see," said Dot, who didn't, but was folding chemises.
"Who cannot possibly be searched down to the bone when leaving a luxury cruise liner?" asked Phryne.
"Oh," said Dot,
"the passengers.
I see.
So you're looking for a Raffles, a gentleman thief?"
"Apparently," said Phryne.
"As soon as you are ready, call down and get Mr. B to phone the luggage office. Now, I was going alone, but would you like to come with me, Dot?"
Dot blushed in confusion.
"But I thought I was coming with you," she said. "Who's going to look after your clothes?"
"They have stewardesses," said Phryne.
"Stewardesses," said Dot scornfully.
"I didn't mean to just uproot you without a word, old thing," said Phryne.
"My intended Hugh, he's away too," said Dot. "I've always wanted to sail on one of those big ships."
"So you shall," said Phryne. "I'll go and tell the family, and you stuff a few things in a bag."